Rabbanan that the shliach of Halacha who is sent by the Baal should be watching when the get is written Lishma, when the Eidim sign the get Lishma, and when he's about to deliver the get to the Isha, he has to say B'fananech. I will do. So the Gemara had a machlekes Rabbah and Rava. What's the reason for instituting this takana de Rabbanan? So Rabbah said, that was on the top of Gimel on the base, Lefishayim Bikim Lishma. The concern that maybe in Chutz Laaretz, maybe the get wasn't written Lishma. In Eretz Yisrael, they all know the dinim. In the Chutz Laaretz, either they may not know the din, or they may be wise guys, they may not be interested in observing the din. Rabbi Natam said they know the din, but they're not medactic on the din. And Rabbi gives a different time. Rabbi says, what kind of a chashash? Not Bikim Lishma. Everybody writes a get, knows you have to write Lishma. Such a din Lefursam. It's a different reason for the takana. Because we're concerned, maybe the Baal will come and he'll be ma'arer that the get is mizuyif, and it's such a distance between Chutz Laaretz and Eretz Yisrael, it's a different Medina, so we won't be able to be mekayim the chasimis. So we want the shliach to say b'fananechtam, not so much to say it was written l'shma, it was signed l'shma, no, want to say I know that it's authentic. You should make a kiyum. You should say I know that two real people signed the shtar, kosher eidim. Alright, so what does he have to say? Befanai nechtam? Zalazag befanai nechtam? So the Gemara said no, because normally by kiyum shtaris, you require two eidim to testify. Anachna makirim chasimis idehu eidim. And here you may call that eid echad is sufficient. Yeah, so you're afraid that if you'll allow eid echad to say, ani makir chasimis shnehu eidim, so then people may make a mistake and think that all kiyum shtaris the alma will also be sufficient with eid echad, and that's not correct. In a normal situation of a kiyum ashtar, you need two eidim. So in order ke echad alaleisi lichlufi the kiyum shtaris the alma, not to confuse this kiyum ashtar here, we're mekel mishumiguna kilu b'rabbanon. You can't insist that the Baal should always pay for two shluchim to come and bring the get and say that we know that the chasimis are authentic. It's expensive enough to send one shliach. So mishumiguna kilu b'rabbanon, we're mekel, we say, since the whole for kiyum ashtar is only with the Rabbanon, so it's enough if you have eid echad. The shliach is one person who says the kiyum ashtar. But in order not to confuse it with kiyum shtar is the alma, that you require two eidim, so we said over here, has to say b'fanan echta vu b'fanan echtam. Instead of just saying, ani makir shtei achasimis, he has to say, I was there when the get was written by the seif, and I was there when he signed. So that was machlokes Rabbi and Rav. So the Gemara tried to show Dalan and Manal of Dalan and Beis. We read a lot of Gemara was trying to show maybe it's a machlokes Satanayim. Gemara said, not necessarily so. You can interpret everything like Rava, you can interpret everything like Rabbi. Then the Gemara finally said, but you can't interpret everything away, because the Mishnah says that there was a city, Mehegmunya Lehegmunya. There was a city in Eretz Yisrael. The city was in Eretz Yisrael that was divided between two different governments, and the people they didn't allow, it was like Berlin, it was like a wall, and they separated, they wouldn't let them go from one part to the other, so there was a chashash that there were no Edom to be Mekayim Lechsimis. So we require, even in Eretz Yisrael, within the same city, from one half of the city to the other, that the Shliach Lailoch should say B'fananechta B'fananechta. I in Eretz Yisrael, everybody knows the din that you need ksiva l'shma. So you see, mefurish from the Mishnah that everybody's masking with Rav's reasoning. That there never was a machloikis. The Gemara finally came to that conclusion. Everybody's masking with Rav that the reason for the takana de Rabbanon that you need b'fan anechtav is the chashash of eid mitzuyim l'kaima. You want to have a kiyum ashtar. So what? But Rabbah adds on, in addition to that, what Rav said is certainly correct. And in addition to that, he has another time, there's also concern that maybe in Chutz Laaretz, maybe the get was written Shalal Lishma. Good, so that's what we learned. Then the Gemara has on the top of Hamad Beis, so this, the third line on the top of Hamad Beis, this Machlokes Rabbi Rava, that was Yodua and Bavel. Rabbi Rava both lived in Bavel. This famous Machlokes happened to be also a Machlokes in Eretz Yisrael in earlier generations between Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Yechanan was the first generation of Amoran, Rabbi Shimon Levi also, contemporaries. They had the same machlokes, but it's because l'fi shem became is it only because of the eidim mitzuyim l'kaimo, or is it also because of the problem of l'shma? And who holds which way? And this machlokes between Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Rabbi Yechanan. So the Gemara says on the fifth line, Tistayim, you can prove that's on Hail and Days, on the fifth line from the top. Tistayim, you can conclude, you can prove conclusively that Rabbi Shimon Levi is the one that says the Fashem became the Shmo. The Gemara quotes, he made a statement, he says so befarish, black on white. Then in Doris Arishainim, they didn't know in Chutzlores that you need the Shmo, in Doris Achreinim, the situation improved. Akshadore, they know now that you make a little bit in the Befananechtim, because now even in Chutzlores they know that you have to write the Shmo. So it's befarish, Rabbi Shimon Levi is the one who holds from the both reasons, both Ein Eidim Mitzrayim L'Kaimo and not became the Shmo. Rabbi Yochanan holds only from the one reason of Ein Eidim Mitzrayim L'Kaimo. That's what we're up to. So now that's old business. Now we're starting the new business. Itma, around 12 lines from the top of Hamad Beis. The Gemara says, but let's investigate another thing. When the Shliach L'Halacha is about to give the get to the Isha, and he makes his statement, I was watching when the Sefer wrote the get, and when the Eidim signed the get, B'fananechtam, how many people have to be present when he makes his Haggadah Seidus? B'fnei Kamo Nos Nola, how many people have to be present when he gives the get? Sinish Vichtik, how many people are present when he gives the get? When he gives the get, you have to have two Eidim, like at a Chasana, you have to have two kosher Eidim when the Chasim gives the ring to the Kala. Eid is Lekim Adola. So when you give the get, you also need two kosher Eidim when you give the get. Gemara is asking, if Nei Kama Oimer Befananechta Befananechta. Yeah, it doesn't really mean Befnei Kama Nos No Law. It means at the time of the Nesinas Haget, that's when he has to say Befananechta Befananechta. So that's really the question. How many people have to be present when he says B'fanei Nechtam?
When the Baal gives the get, he doesn't have to have anybody present.
Only the two Eidim, like at a Chasana. Yeah. You need the two Eidim watching. Eid is Lekim Adama. That's we discussed a little bit. We spent a little time on Dal and Amin Aleph. Places quotes the Rabbi Natam, who says, the Rabbi Natam was always used to saying that even if you all like Rabbi Meir, that Eidi Chasima Karsi, that you have to have Eidi Chasima, but you still have to have Eidi Mesira, Eidi Slakima Dova. Like when you give the when you give the ring, you have to have two Eidim watching. So when the husband gives the get to the Isha, even if the get has two Eidi Chasima signed on it, but everybody agrees you have to have Eidi Mesira. So that's the Pashup shot like that. But then the Shulchan Aruch, we discuss the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rif and the Ramam and the Goinim and the other Rishonim who disagree, and say no, that if you all like Rav Meir, that you have two Eidi Chasim and sign on the get, then you can give the get without any Eidi Mesir. We didn't, there's a major machlokes in the Rishonim, why that's so, we didn't discuss it. We'll have to discuss it someday. It's a major issue. What's the reason for those Gaonim and Rishonim who say that according to Rav Meir, that if you have two Eidi Chasim and sign on the get, that there's no need to have Eidi Mesir. The major machlokes between the Ramban and the Ran. How do you understand that? But not now. On Daf Dalet we had too. We were discussing too much, so, and that didn't come up again. So when it comes up again, we'll save it for the next time. So the Gemara has the machlokes amaroyim. How many people have to be present a bezin? When the shliach loyloch says b'fananecht, he has to have a bezin. So the Gemara has the machlokes. How many people do you need for the bezin when the shliach is giving over the get? Rabbi Yechanan had a machlokes, but Rabbi Chanina.
Why do you need a bezin?
Oh, that's what the Gemara is going to explain.
Right.
The Gemara is going to explain, you need a bezin. Why do you need a bezin? Poshet, why? Because when he says, b'fanein echtav, you need kiyam, right.
The
kiyam shtaris, no. For kiyam adov, you don't need a bezin. Like at a chasana, you don't need, just need two kasher edim. But when the shliach says, b'fanein echtav, that's a kiyam ashtar. So kiyam ashtar always, am I a bezin? So you should really need a bezin of three to make the kiyam aget. So the Gemara has a machlekes. How much of a bezin do you need? Rabbi Yechanan has a machlekes, Rabbi Chanina. Chadama, one opinion had it b'fnei shnayim, that it's enough if you give it in the presence of two. How can it be a bezin of two? Kiyam ashtar always needs a bezin of three. How come over here it's enough a bezin of two? The Gemara is going to explain it. The Chadama, and the other opinion holds b'fnei shloisha, that you have to have a bezin of three. So the Gemara tistayim, let's prove who holds which way. He said Chadama v'Chadama. One holds like this, one holds like that. So who holds which way? Tistayim, let's prove the Rabbi Yechanan. He's the one who says b'fnei shnayim. How do you know? Because it was once a Maisa Shahoya. Ravin Barav Chizda, Aisi Gita Lakame de Rabbi Yechanan. Ravin Barav Chizda was a Shliach Lahilacha. Ravin is a name from Bavel. So he brought a gate from
Yerushalayim.
He brought a gate from Bavel to Yerushalayim. And Rabbi Yechanan lives in Yerushalayim. The Omalei, and he tells Rabbi Yechanan he wants to give the get. How much of a bezin does he have to put together? V'omalei, so Rabbi Yochanan tells him, Zil havla bapitrei, give the get in the presence of two people, the aimalahu, and tell the two people, fananechtam, fananechtam. Doesn't matter to start. That's a beferish proof. There's nothing pilful about it. Often, Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says two, but it's important to know who said what. The Gemara is going to make akasha here. Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says two, a bezin of two is enough, and the other one, Rabbi Chanina, says you have to have three. So the Gemara wants to know, Vaz bashteitim machloikis, what's in the kudus machloikis, whether two or three? Lema, should I say, boho, kom lifligi? Maybe I should suggest that the following is the machloikis. If you hold that the reason for the takanas chachomim that you have to say b'fan anachta b'fan anachtam is that it's a kiyum ashtar, every kiyum ashtar that we know of needs a bezin of three. But if you hold that it's not, no kiyum ashtar, no problem kiyum ashtar, we have to be mevara whether the get was written l'shma, so then you don't need a bezin. Let him say in the presence of two edim, you don't need a bezin then. Let the shliach halacha say in the presence of two edim, it was b'fan anachtam l'shma. And in case there will ever be a question, the two Adam will be around, and they'll tell us they heard from the Shliach that it was written Lishma. That's how the Gemara suggests. Lema, should I say that Behokam Afligi, that this is the Machlekes where they're Bifnei Shnayim, Bifnei Shlosh. Mani Yom Bifnei Shnayim holds you don't need a Bezin, because a Bezin is three, a minimum of a Bezin is three. So why does he say Bifnei Shnayim must be? Because he's of the opinion of Hashem Mikim Lishma. It's not because of Kiyim Ashtar. Kiyim Ashtar would always need a Bezin of Shlosha. So it's only an issue of being mevar whether the get was written l'shma. So it's a dovish b'yevro, but the get was written l'shma. So we make that it's enough eid echad, the shliach is saying on his own that it was written l'shma, mishum iguna kila be'abonah. We really know it was written l'shma. We know, stam safer the dynamic megmir. Everybody writes l'shma, even a chutzlar, they all write l'shma. So oh, chashashna, maybe it's written l'shma, it's only a chumra midirabbanon. So they were make that the Baal doesn't have to send two eidim to say that it was written l'shma. We'll rely on their decha, but once he comes here, so that's not so difficult to require two edim. When he tells it over, let him tell it to two. So in case they'll write to be a shayla, well, it's written l'shma, the two will say, we heard from the one that it was written l'shma. It is edim fi eid. Sure, it's edim fi eid. So the Gemara thought that we're mekel on the edim fi eid. Very shver havamina. It's a very shver havamina.
It's not an edis. The other edis are not making the door. They're just seeing Akima door of giving the star. It's not like and one aid tells the other aid a story.
No, he says like this, but we don't know if it was written the Shema.
Oh, yeah.
So the shliach loylocha is the aid is saying it was written the Shema, and he tells it to two, in case there'll be a shayla, the two will say, we heard from the one. So the Gemara thought, now have a mina that we're makel on aid mipiyah. So why should they be makel on aid mipiyah? They should already inquire, he should say, the shliach loylocha should say it in front of a bezin. When he says in front of a bezin, then there's no problem of aid mipiyah. When he says in front of a bezin, Eid Mipiyed is only when you say Chutz L'Bezin.
What is Eid Mipiyed? They're not saying that this late happened. They're saying this is what he said. What you need is the fact that he was saying it.
That's Eid Mipiyed. That's Eid Mipiyed. That's exactly Eid Mipiyed.
No, they saw him say it.
But
they heard it. So the fact that the Shliach said it during the Nesima is what they say. That's enough. They're not.
That's called Eid Mipiyed. Let's say two witnesses tell a story that they saw somebody borrow money from somebody else. And they say chutz lebezin. If they say bifnei bezin, and the bezin is mekabel the edis, then Tosis writes in Ksubas, daf chofam and aleph, that that's not eid mipiyeh. Tosis has a right from a gemara like that. That's a machlekes, but that's a Tosis holds. It's not a problem of eid mipiyeh. But if the first two edim say chutz lebezin, that we saw the way Reuven borrowed $1,000 for Shimon, and then those two Adam heard from the first two, and they're going to go tell it to Bezin. That's Taimish. That's Eid Mipiyeh.
But here, all that's necessary is that they observe the Shliach say it. That itself is status. It's not that they're saying what the Shliach said, and they're repeating over what the Shliach said. They're saying, we observe the Shliach say the time of the Nesina before Nechta, before Nechta. So once Bezin knows that the Shliach said it, that should be enough, because the Shliach has the manus. It's not that they're saying over the before Nechta what the Shliach said. They're just saying what they observed.
They're saying over the
deal.
They're not saying.
They say we heard how to say this. Why not? Why isn't that the same as Adam did?
In your case, the Adam say what the Adam told them.
They say we heard. No, we say we heard from Pliny of Pliny
that there was Alvor.
That there was
Alvor. They're just saying over what was said to them.
They saw the first date. Tell them over.
If they would be saying over Bifanei Nechta based on what he told us, that would be Adam. All they're saying is that we observe the Shliach, the Shastasina, say something which the Shliach is believed on. It's not that they're saying Hakadosh
Baruch Hu believe me tam edus, and they're saying over edus, they're ed mipi. That's exactly. I don't know. I don't see why it's different. No, the Gemara had a havamina now to explain. They couldn't understand why it should be two. So they thought the one who holds two holds you don't need a bezn for kiyum shtaris. And he holds that you make al aneid mi piye, and it's only an issue of biru that whether it's written lishma or not. So the Gemara says, lema should I say this in the machlag? Man, the yomav v'nei shnayim thinks, lefishem bikim lishma. So you need two edim to say over. Man, the yomav v'nei shloisha kasova, he's of the opinion, lefishem edim mitzuyim lekaimo. And a regular kiyum ashtar needs a bezn of shloisha. That we know, kiyum shtaris always needs. That's where Rashi quotes, kiyum aminim biksu. Right, so usually we require two Aiden to certify signatures. But here it's expensive as it is that the Baal should send, he has to pay for the trip for the one Shliach to bring it. So Mishumiguma Akila Be Rabbanon, here the Kiyum Ashtar is good with Eid Echot. Because Kiyum Ashtar is only with the Rabbanon. In Atara you say you don't need a Kiyum Ashtar. So since it's only with the Rabbanon, so we will make all to rely on the Eid Echot, on the Shliach. But still you need the Bezn. The Bezn of Shloisha should do the Kiyum Ashtar. Freg the Gemara.
Isn't it so that there is a difference? If you say that the reason is that he shan't aid in the suya and the kaimo, you are going to provide for the eventuality that the husband will say that he's going to get mezuya. But if you are, if you say only the get is not written, if the get is not written, this is not for the purpose of providing for the Baal, if he raises any objection in the future. It is just to make sure that the get, that the issue is getting, is a valid get, period.
That's
so it wouldn't be a case of aid me PA, because this is when the whole action is completed. If you say ain't aid in
I mean, so you don't really need the two people. The two people are really needed. If aid is Lakim Adov and the Mesiris Aged.
This is completed.
You don't need anybody. Okay. How does Rashi say? Rashi says, Lefi Shem Bikim Lishma, the Rashi on the left side. Hilkel Petrei Sag de Lehev Sadi, they should be Edim Doma Shlech Bafon Anechta. Yossi Balsumar, Allah Mashkechim. Rashi Eptis learns as if it's that they should serve as Eid Mipiei. You're giving a different shot from Rashi. You could say that pshat. You could say your pshat. The Rashi learns in a case later, the Baal should come and say it was written Shalom Lishma, these Edim will be able to testify. Aid me PA that they heard from the Shlech Laloch that it was written in Shema.
The error of the Baal would normally be true in Lakish, in order to provide Adam if there are an Adam at Sumi Lekaimoy.
On Ziyuk, on Ziyuk, yeah.
The Baal coming in to raising objections. Yeah. But when it comes to the Shema, it has nothing to do with the Baal.
I mean, you're saying that like Rashi. Okay, one could learn.
Like this.
Could be, you have to look in Rishon. Mistama de Sam Rishon learn like that. It's an easier pshat from Rashi. So this is how the Gemara suggested. Maybe the machlokes whether b'fnei kama nosel or b'fnei shloish or b'fnei shnai. Maybe this is the machlokes. What's the reason for the takana the rabbanim? Yeah. So the Gemara reflect takashiv it is baro cannot be the pshat. We said before that there was earlier on the daf that there was on the third line. That it was the machlokes rabba v'rava was the same machlokes they had in Eretz Yisrael between Rabbi Yochanan and Shimon Levi, and who holds which way? So he said Rabbi Shimon Levi is of the Feirish. He said the Feirish that it's because of the Shema. So obviously Rabbi Yochanan is the Bar Plukta. He says the other time Rabbi Yochanan holds the reason why they instituted b'fana nechtar is because Eidim Tzuyim Mekaimo. So he just said Rabbi Yochanan is the one who holds because of Eidim Tzuyim Mekaimo. So Rabbi Yochanan should require b'fnei shloisha. Rabbi Yechanan here is the one who says black and white. It's Nishkin Diyuk. Rabbi Yechanan said Beferish, you give it Bifnei Shnayim. So how can it be? Akim Ashtar has to be a Beznav Shloisha. So you see the Shtikl Torah, we might have to make a Lishitasa. That the Shaila, whether Bifnei Shnayim, Bifnei Shloisha, this is a function of this depends on what's the reason for the Takana de Rabbanon for Bifana Nechtav. So you see the Holy Shitasa is not always Gehalt. That's what the Gemara asks. Kasha number one. The Tizbar of Gemara, does that make sense? Is that Mestaber? Oh, the Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Omar lefishem mikim l'shma. You just proved before Beferish that he holds that reason. So Rabbi Yechanan disagrees. Rabbi Yechanan Amar lefishem mitzuyim l'kaimo. He holds the other reason. So v'hocha, how come over here on this issue? How come Rabbi Yechanan say you give it in the presence of two. You need a bezin of three for the kiyum hashtar. One kasha. The other, not zweite kasha. We spend so much time on Dalit, Amid Aleph, and Amid Beis, and on Ham and Al. Pilpling, 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 rabbi, 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 rabbi. The Gemara finally came to the conclusion. Everybody holds that there's a problem of
like
rabbi. Lefishayin Adam and Tzim Lekaim. The only machlekes rabbi v'rabbi, is there an additional second reason? Are you also concerned about the possibility of nichtav shelo lishmo? You're not concerned. You're only worried about Adam and Tzim Lekaim. But this, everybody kuli almalo pligi, that you have to make a kiyum aget. So if you need a kiyum, everybody's masking, you need a kiyum. So you need a bez nashlosha for kiyum shtaris. So how can it be any mandama says that you don't need bifnei shloisha? It can't be that it's tali zebze. It can't be tali in anything. Everybody holds that you need a kiyum. The yod frag the gemara. The tzveite kasha harabi is lead the rava. You just proved that everybody's masking with rava. That there's a problem of eidim etzim akayma. So what's the issue over here? Whether bifnei shnayim or bifnei shloisha? So the gemara no. Elo zagma de kuli alma bin eidim etzim akayma. You just said everybody's masking in you. And Mamela, therefore you need a kiddush liach lohiloche, should say before I nechtam in the presence of three. Has to be in the presence of three. The intzigazach is, who says that I'm the shliach lohiloche? The Baal sent me from Russia, I should give a get to the Isha in New York. Who says I have to say in the presence of three more people? Why don't you count me as one of the three? I'll say in the presence of two, here's the wife, I'll be about to give the get to the Isha. Then Sarif me is one of the members of the peasant. Vasil Schlecht, why can't I, the Shliach, why can't I function as one of the members of the peasant? So the Gemara says,
Ein
Nasa Nasa Dain. So the Gemara says, Ein Eid Nasa Dain is a din in dinim derais. The Gemara gives an example by Kiddush HaChodesh. The Gemara has the original mocker. Is in Kiddush HaChodesh, what does the Gemara say? If Ra'uhu Balayla, the Gemara says, three Rabbonim saw the Moilad Halvana in the middle of the night. So they cannot make Kiddush HaChodesh in the middle of the night because you have to have a Kviyas Bezin. The Kviyas Bezin can only be by Yom. Once the Dintara, let's say they have a Dintara, Dintara takes for hours. So once the Dintara began by Yom, Dona Mayom, the Gomim Balayla. Once the Bezin had the Tchilas Kviyas, Yeshiva's Bezin by Yom, they can be mamshech into the laila, but you cannot begin mechada shekviyas yeshivas bezin balayla. So the Gemara says, Ra'uhu balayla, if the bezin, if three rabbanim saw the levana balayla, the melech halvana said they cannot declare tonight kiddush achodesh. So what are you going to have tomorrow morning? They should reconvene. They should convene. They should convene tomorrow morning and declare that today is Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara says you can't do that. The halacha requires that you should always have riyas hamaisa. The three members of the Bezin know that the Moilad Halvana was today. They saw it with their own eyes. But the halacha requires that you should have Riyas Hamais, either Riyas Eidim or Riyas Bezin. That's learned that gratitude from today's Seder. It says, Oro O Yoda, Imlo Yagid Venos Havana. The Pasuk says that the Eidim can only testify if there was Riyas Hamais. What do you need a Pasuk Oro Yoda? How then can anybody testify? What is going to say with Ruach HaKodesh? Of course the Eidim have to have. So the Rashbam writes on Bava Basra in one place that we learn from this pasuk Gzeres Hakasev that you need Al Pidin Riyas Hamais, and the Riyas Hamais has to either be Riyas Eidim or Riyas Hadayonim. If Ra'uhu Bayom, if you have three people Bayom who constitute a Bezdin, they have a Kviyas Bezdin and they see the Moilad Halvan in the middle of the day, so they can declare today is Rosh Chodesh. They don't have to have Eidim testifying to them that today is Rosh Chodesh. Why? So the Gemara says, "Loi teshmiya gedolei miriya." If Eidim saw the Levana and Eidim come and they tell Bezin, "We saw the Levana," that's good enough. So if the Bezin himself saw the Levana, it's loi teshmiya gedolei miriya. The Riyas Bezin is certainly good, but that's only for Ra'uhu Bayom. If the Bezin saw the Levana Bayom, they saw the Moilad HaLevana Bayom, so they have a din Bezin when they're watching when they see the Levana Bayom. They can have a Kriyas Bezin Bayom. So then we say, oh, there was a Riyas Bezin, so there's no need for Riyas Eidim. There's Riyas Bezin, you don't need Riyas Eidim, you don't need Agada. But if Ru'u Balayla, you can't call it a Riyas Bezin. There is no Bezin Balayla. So they have a status of Riyas Eidim. If Riyas Eidim, then you have to have Agada Eidim. You can't just say, well, they had a Riyas Eidim, and tomorrow morning they'll serve as Dayanim. You can't do that. That's what we learn out from a Pasuk, that Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. So what do you do in such a case? If the three Rabbanim, the three members of the Bezin, saw the Levana Balayla, so they cannot declare, you have to wait till the morning, so they have to tell, and no one else saw the Levana, so they, two out of them, have to tell the Yadis, and then to another Bezin of three tomorrow morning, and the other Bezin will declare that it's Rosh Chodesh. That's the din of Ein Eid Na'aseh Dayan. Those who saw Riyas Eidim have to give a Haggadah Seidus, and then when he's going to give the Haggadah Seidus, he cannot turn around and serve as a Dayan. So the Gemara says here, as well as in Ksubis, Mameh Dvar Mamurim, when does that halacha apply? Ein Eid Na'aseh Dayan, an Eid cannot turn around and serve as a Dayan. So the Gemara says that's only when it's a Din Deraisa like Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh had Din Deraisa. But if you're talking an issue, the Rabbanon, like Kiyum Shtoris, you have a Shtar Halvor, or you have a Get. So, Menatari, you say, Eidim Achsanu Al-Shtar, Nasa Kimishanech, Reidus in the Bezin. You're not choishish that the Shtar is Mezuyif. If the whole thing is a Chumer Medi Rabbanon, in Shtari Moment, that you need a Kiyum Ashtar, and a Get issue that you need a Kiyum Ashtar, it's only Chumer Medi Rabbanon. So, since the whole requirement for Kiyum Shtoris, by Gittin or by Shar Shtar, it's only the Rabbanon. So here the Gemara says in Ksubis, Eid Na'aseh Dayan, you can rely Eid Na'aseh Dayan. So Memele what? The Shliach L'Hailoch is about to deliver the get, and he's going to give an Eidus, B'fananachtim. He's the one who's saying, Ani Makir Chasimas Shneho Eidim. I was watching when they were signing. So he's the Eid HaMeid. He's telling over the Kiyum Ashtar. So the Gemara says he can turn it, he doesn't have to say B'fnei Shloisha. He can turn around and be mitzarif with the other two. He says b'fnei shnayim, he's the third one. He's the third member of the bezin, and that's the bezin that's making the kiyum ashtar. So is that good? So how come there's a machloikis amorim whether b'fnei shnayim or b'fnei shloisha? Everybody's masking to this that on a kiyum ashtar is where it's only needed mid the rabbanon. So you say aid na'aseh dayan is good. So the Gemara says no. Over here there's a special concern. Sometimes we're going to read the Gemara soon. Gemara says, "Vakaimalon." Skip a few lines. We're going to read what we're skipping. It's very important. What we're skipping is very important, but we're going to get to it later, just for the hemshir. Gemara, "Vakaimalon b'derabbanan the eight naaseh dayin." The line begins with the tiny letter gimel. "Vakaimalon b'derabbanan." Whenever the whole need for the bezin is only b'derabbanan, like Kim Shtaris, then we pass an eight is naaseh dayin. So how can it be a machlekes say whether two or three? Everybody should be masking. Two is enough. Let the shliach serve as one of the three members of the bezin. So the Gemara says sometimes the shliach cannot be a member of the bezin. Sometimes, let's say the shliach is an isha. The Baal can send a shliach la'ilachas aget, a man or a woman, a Jewish man or a woman can send a goy, can send a cherusha to the katmer. He can send either a male or a female Jewish man or a Jewish woman. The Baal can send a karev. He can send his brother. He can send his wife's brother. He can send anybody that he wants. So if the shliach la'ilachas aget is an isha or a karoif, then it cannot be mitzarif to the bezin. So in that case, if for sure you're going to need three other people. So if sometimes you're going to say it's enough with two because the aid is going to... Yeah, by the technique, you have to make a loy plug. If you're going to say sometimes the shliach will be mitzarif to the other two to constitute a bezin of shloisha, so people may not always pay attention. They may be mitzarif the shliach as one of the members of the bezin. Even if the shliach is an isha, even if the shliach is a karev, and that for sure is no good. The isha and the karev are not kosher to serve as a member of the bezin. So in that case, for sure you're going to need three. So because that case he needed b'fnei kama noisna lo, he says b'fana nechtan, a bezin of three, a bezin of three. So we always insist that you need a bezin of three.
That's a din in bezin. That's a din in bezin. It's not a din in gittin, in the mesir.
Right, the Mesiris Haget, you just need in the presence of two kosher Eidim, Eidim Mesiris. But you need a bezin of three for the Befana Nechta, for the Kiyum Ashtar. So the Iker Adin should be the Eid Na'aseh Dayan. It's only with the Rabbanan, Eid Na'aseh Dayan. He should be mitztaref to be one of the three members of the bezin. But in some rare cases, the Shliach will be such a person, an Isha or a Karev, who cannot serve as a member of the bezin.
If you were to say that it's only by man, by woman, it's only three. By
how about the color?
They were afraid that the people were confused. If you'll be makled by kosher egg, so sometimes they'll forget. Yeah, sometimes they'll forget.
What you learn in it, not the dynamic, that's the Gemara is talking about by Kiddush HaChodesh.
Yeah, by Kiddush HaChodesh, we need a bezin min
haTorah. It's at night, they can't do that at night. But how do you learn from that to other cases? They saw it at night, so they can't do it the next day.
In all
other cases, there's
no. Let's go again. If Rauhu Bayom, if the three people saw the Moilat Halvana Bayom, so there's no problem if they made that to come. Why? Gemara says, "Let teshmik da demiria." What does that mean? What does that mean? That means like this. The halacha always requires riyas hamaisa. In order to paskin, you have to have riyas hamaisa. Riyas hamaisa has to be either riyas edim, and if riyas edim, then they have to give a hagadah bebezin, or riyas bezin. If riyas edim and they tell a hagadah, it's good. So riyas bezin is zikr good, like teshmik da demiria. So if ra'uhu bayom, that's called riyas bezin. They have a din bezin bayom. If ra'uhu balayla, they don't have a din bezin balayla. So it's called Riyas Eidim. Even though it's three Rabbanim, they are the official Bezin for Kiddush HaKadosh. But Balayla, if they saw the Mevah Rabban Balayla, they can't. So then there was Riyas Eidim.
Right.
So then you, if there's Riyas Eidim, there was no Riyas Bezin, understood. Then you need Haggadah.
Right.
If you're going to have Haggadah, then they cannot turn around right. to serve as members of the Bezin. So they that's the case in Rosh Hashanah that we say, Ain Eid Nasa Dayan.
That's a specific thing because it's at night and they...
Tomorrow morning it's already by Yom.
Yeah, but they don't see by the Yom.
No, they tell over what they saw last
night.
In the morning they tell over, we saw the Levana last night. They'll tell it over, let's say, to another two Rabbanim.
Yeah, so that's fine. They're the other two Rabbanim.
But they cannot be members, they cannot turn around now to serve as members of the Bezin to declare Mekudosh HaChodesh. Because they were serving as Eidim on this case, and Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. One is an Eid HaMeid, one who serves as an Eid HaMeid, who testifies on the case.
In the morning they're Eidim.
In the morning they're going to have to testify to Peh. You're going to have to give out go to say this, yeah.
So it has nothing to do with the fact that they were the ones that only Kiddush HaKadosh is at night.
They
you know, but the general rule comes out.
Yeah. That's what the Gemara says. Again, Iba Hakaimalon, the line begins with the tiny letter Gimel. Iba Hakaimalon, but we pass him with the Rabbanon Eid Nasadayin. And over here, Kiyam Shtar says only with the Rabbanon. So why can't we let the Shliach Lailach, who's the aid, he's saying over Fana Nechtav, he's giving the Haggadah Seder. Let him turn around and serve as one of the members of the Bezin. Elozog the Gemar, Hacha Behokam Afligi. They're fighting about the following over here. Mar Sovar, the one who says, Bifne Shloshahol, Kevnishik Sheol Havis Haget, some Zimd in the Maisi Loitza. Sometimes a woman will bring the get. The Samchi Alon, they'll make a mistake and they'll allow the woman to serve as a member of the Bezin. And that for sure is no good. Or Tesis writes, you see the Tesis, Hachi Goris Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam has the following girsa. What we have. Same as what we have. What's Dr. Hachi Goris Rabbeinu Tam? There was a different girsa. Kevin Ishik Sheol Havis Haget, Zim the Maisi Loitza, the Chem Pirish Rabbeinu Chananel. That's what we have in the Gemara. So obviously there was another girsa that had something different. The Rishonim, the Rif and the other Rishonim have a different girsa. That what? Not Zimna the Maisi Lo Itza. Sometimes a woman. Okay, how would you say? Came in the Ishak Sher Lahavi Es Haget. So the other girsa to Rif is came in the Ishak Sher Lahavi Es Gito. That's a Mishnah. That's a Mishnah later. Ishak Sher Lahavi Es Gito. And Isha, so they perhaps hold like this. We had a discussion, I think, last week or two weeks ago. Can a woman serve as a member of a Bezin? Just a minute. Can a woman serve, can a woman serve as a member of a Bezin? You have to have smicha to be a member of a Bezin. So Taisus assumes a woman can get smicha. The answer to Gishayla is, can a woman serve as a member of the Bezin? So where was that Taisus? We were discussing it just the other day.
She cannot be Mavman. She can be a member of the, I think, but she cannot be a mazmin.
To be mazmin, that a woman should serve as member of Bezin, send the hazmana, that's already srora. So that's not allowed. But what if we'll come, we want a Bezin, not being mazmin. So Taisus had 2 days about that. That was the Taisus over here on Peiches on the base. Beloy lefnei had yaitis. Beloy lefnei had yaitis, Taisus had 2 sheetis. It says in the Chumash Mishpat, what does that mean? So the Gemara here learns, Ashatasim Lifneim goes on the Dayanim. These are the Dinim tell Klal Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael. So Tosfos says, you see from the Gemara epis that it doesn't mean like that. These are the Dinim you should tell over to the Dayanim. And then the Gemara says in Bava Kama, Ashatasim Lifneim means men and women, everybody. Men and women can serve as Dayanim. Men, women can serve as dayanim. How can it be? A woman is pasalaitis. How can she be kosher to serve as a dayan? So one day in Taisus says, Enachanami, woman is not kosher to be a dayan, and you can't put the two Gemaras together. There is no such. There is, the Gemara never said. And then the other day is, no, a woman is kosher to serve as a dayan. So the Rashash on that Taisus, Peiches and Beis, asked the Kasha. How can there be one sheet and taisis that an isha is ksheira ladun? Yeah. 2 days in mechaber, but isha ksheira ladun or not? The Gemara said beferish. Our Gemara says beferish that if a woman will be the shliach lahilachas haget, and she's going to say the fana nechtav, then she won't be able to be mitztaref to serve as a member of the bezin. So because of that case that you need b'fnei shloisha, that's why we always require b'fnei shloisha. There isn't enough in the Gemara daf hem and beis that an isha is not ksheira to serve as a member of a bezin. So the Rashash says, according to this other girsa, the fact that the Rabbeinu Tam writes Hachi Gars Rabbeinu Tam, he sees coming Lapuki, the other girsa, the girsa Sarif, the girsa Sarashbo, the other Rishonim, and he says that Rabbeinu Chananel says like this also. Obviously, there's a big issue here. There was another girsa that says no, isha atzma ksheira lahavias gita. The woman herself, the Stachmam Shakarev. Of course, she's not kosher to serve as a bezin. She's the baldover. Not a bakarev. She's the baldover. Yeah, Adam Karvei to Latzma.
How could she be an aid?
That they were makel. That they were makel.
Right.
That they were makel. That the shliach lalochin can be an isha. Shliach lalochin can be a karev. So it can be even the baldover also. The whole requirement for b'fana nechta is only the rabbanon. But to serve as a member of a bezin, if it would be an isha, some other woman, perhaps it wouldn't bother me. But because it's isha atzma, that's why it's a problem. That's how the Rashash wants to be miyashi. Yeah.
And you
want to
say that it's gito, that means even mochus loretz loretz.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the time of b'fana nechta, b'fana nechta. Yeah, the Mishnah said. That's the Mishnah, the end of
what would you say?
Ain't you? Git Vachi Tzuchla Befana Nech Befana Nech. It's the last line in the Mishnah in the second period. Yeah.
What would you say? Sofer Lo? Same thing that she's permitted
to go Sofer Lo, that's a definite be Yisurah. But here it's a Dabash of Yerva. Here it's very different. Here it's Dabash of Yerva. Except that here we're makel that an echad is good and a karev is good and an isha is good. So the isha herself is also good for that. But not to serve as a member of the bezin. The service, the bezin has to be a kosher bezin. Yeah. So again, so how does it say in the Gemara? No, let's go back. The Gemara says, really, I should say that the shliach la'iloch who says b'fana nechtav, he's the aid over here, and wanna be mekabel his aid is by bezin of shloisha. So since the whole issue of kim shtoris is only mid the rabbanon, so we should say mid the rabbanon aid nasadayin. The shliach who's giving over the avodah seder should be able to serve as a member of the bezin. The reason why one opinion holds chadam of b'fnei shloisha is why. Because sometimes the shlech lalach will be an isha, and she can't serve as a member of the bezin. So we made a light plug, and we're always machmir. You always need b'fnei shlosh. So what's wrong if it's an isha? So according to the Girsas Harif, Baharashbo, I think those Rishonim have huisha atzma mevia esgito, mevia esgito. So hashteitzach she's not kosher. But what if you have the other Girsa zimnen de maisi lo, kiven the isha ksheir lahavi es haget. Zimn in the Maisi law, it's or not. So means according to that girsa goes with the shita that isha is psula. That isha is psula to serve as a member of a bezin. That means this, the 2 days in the Taisa is telling the two girsas. That's how the Rashash wants to say. The 2 days in Taisa, that peches and the days, is telling the two girsas over here. So how come the Balia Taisa didn't say so? How come we had to wait till the Rashash? 100 years ago, no one ever knew that. So I remember when we learned the Gittin. So Rav Soloveitchik didn't know many Rashashis. He didn't know, he just asked on the Gemara, how can it be 2 days in Rishonim with Isha Ksheira Lodun, with Isha Ksheira Lodun, Stachanof in the Gemara that it's not? So he said, no, there are different kinds of Bate Dinim. Sometimes there's a Maise Bezin, sometimes there's a Bezin that Taskens Adin Teira. The only time Taisa says Isha Ksheira Lodun, that a woman is going to Tasken Adin Teira. But by a Kiyum Ashtar, that's called a Maise Bezin. Bezin makes up Kiyum Ashtar. Right. That's called like a Maise Bezin. Like Bezin does, Bezin supervises a Chalitza. Bezin supervises a Gerus. You need a Bezin for Gerus. Bezin measures, when you find a dead body, you have to measure it for the purpose of Medida Segla Rufa. That's a Maise Bezin. That's not a Psak. No Shaila. You look in Shulchan Aruch, you look in the Gemara Kiyasvara, and you vote and you give a Psak. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought, that the only time there's a day in Taisus in the Shulchan Aruch that Ishik Sheva Ladun is Ladun to pass.
Do you have any members in our shul that park the car right in front?
Yeah.
The last car in front of the hydrant?
Simcha.
No.
Go downstairs.
The last one or the second?
The one right by the hydrant. The green car, I think, or a silver car?
Simcha is in the bedroom. Don't as soon as he comes back. That's what Rav Soloveitchik thought, that maybe the Gemara, maybe this Gemara is different because it's here the Bezen for Kim Shtar Samaisa Bezen. So maybe here Lechola Day is Anisha certainly Psulo. It's not Anisha Lodun. That's like Srore. That's like to send a Hazmona. The Isha should be Mazmin. That's already Anisha Srore. So that Anisha should serve as a member of a Bezen to do a Maisa Bezen, maybe that's always like Anisha Srore. That Anisha wouldn't be kosher.
Okay.
So Kopa and Nochamal. So what does the Gemara have again? Mikaradin, we really should have said that the din really is Bifnei Shloisha. You need Kiyum Shtaris. But the Shliach Lailacha should be able to serve as one of the Shloisha because the whole Kiyum Shtaris only the Rabbanon, to be the Rabbanon, Eid Nasad Dain. But the reason why one opinion is Machmir, because Zimnin, sometimes the Nisha will bring, a Tosis says sometimes the Korav will bring the get, and they cannot serve as a member of the Bezen. So we're going to get confused. So we made a light plug Rabbanon. You always need Bifnei Shlosh. Fine. That's the Gemara. That's what the Gemara should have said. But the Gemara had an additional few lines over here that we're not sure exactly why they added on these few lines. The Gemara fought that rhyme with another topic. In Kiddushin, Daf Mem Gimel, the Gemara has a machlekes b'shamay and b'silil, whether Mishnah go take a look at the car. Go take a look if your car is still here.
The first one.
So in Kiddushin Daf Mem Gimel, the Gemara has a machlekes b'shamay b'silil. What's the din where the Shliach Nasa Eid, different Shaila. Mechor, totally unrelated, nothing to do with our Sugya. Shliach Nasa Eid Ananda Maisa. Let's say our case in the Gemara. Yeah. The husband lives in Russia, and the wife is in New York, and he wants to divorce his wife. So he has a sefer write a get, and the Shliach is bringing the get. The Shliach is a frumayid, so the Shliach has to give the get. Forget about Befan and Echta. Just worry about Dinim Derais. So the Shliach has to give the get to the Yisha in the presence of two kosher Eidim. Eidim Slakima Dovah, like you give the Keser Kiddushin, give the ring in the presence of two Eidim. So Dovah should be ever. So the get has to be given in the presence of two Eidim. So the Gemara has a machlekes b'sham and b'silo. Can the Shliach himself serve as one of the Eidim? The husband cannot serve. If the husband gives the get to his wife, the husband is the Baldover. So the husband cannot serve as one of the Eidim. The Baldover is not kosher. But the Shliach is not the Baldover. Or maybe I should say the Shliach is the Baldova. Or maybe he is. Maybe so the Shammai hold that since Shluch Shlodim Kemoisa, he's giving the get, so the Shliach is called the Baldova. The Shammai hold that the Shliach is the Baldova, and the Baldova is Pasul Eidus. So ain't Shliach Nasei. The Shliach cannot serve. Shliach is not kosher. He cannot be one of the two Eidim. You have to have two other Eidim. You have to have two separate Eidim. And we don't pass him like Beshammai. We pass him like Besil. That Ashaila, why did Beis Hillel disagree with Beis Shammai? Why is Beis Shammai not accepted? Beis Shammai is Oktar Gut. The Shliach is the Baldova. He's giving the Keser Kiddushin. He's giving the get. So why not consider him the Baldova?
He's not the Baldova because he can. We tracked.
The Baldova.
He's his mind.
Well, he cannot give the get. He cannot give the kiddushin.
Abalobiyodo. He cannot be a baal. If you have to want to be a baal, you have to be biyodo to make to able to make the decision. Let's say the chosen is biyodo to marry her or not to marry her. But the aid or the person wants to give a get is biyodo to give a get or not to give a get. That is merely can it's not a double.
He
can give the
kiddushin. He has to be 100%.
So what if Shammai holds? So what if Shammai holds?
He says Shammai holds is your.
No.
Why? Well, so what did Beshamah hold that he is a Baldova?
It doesn't have
why?
To be a 50-100%. Say he's got certain properties that they get. Disrespect.
So Beshamah Fashtein, Oichet, that is not Beshamah said, but Sof Kosof, he's doing the Maisa Kiddushin, he's doing the Maisa Gerishin. So since he's the Bala Maisa, Beshamah also knows.
It's an extension, basically, it's merely is an arm, maybe, of the Baldova.
Right, so Beshamah also knows that he's not really, he's not the real Baldova. Right. But Bishama Hotzin, Sof Kol Sof, he's doing the Maisi Kedushin, so the one who does the Maisi, he's called the Baal Dova. Why does Beisilo disagree? So you could say, Beisilo say no, the only Baal Dova is the one who's getting married. Yeah. The Chos and Kala, they're the Baal Dvorim. The one who just doing the Shlichis. Yeah, he's not getting married, he's not getting divorced, so he's not the Baal Dova. Or you could say, maybe no. Maybe Meikir Adin, Beish Hillel would really agree with Beish Shammai that the one who does the Maise is also a Baal Dova. But they hold over here that when I give you the Kesir Kedushim, when I give you the get, I'm not even doing the Maise. Because Al Pidin, I say, Yodi ki Yodo, Vasi Yossi Kasi Yossi. It's considered as if the Chosin gave the Kesef, as if the Chosin said Hariyat. Al Pidin is considered, I did physically, I did Mais and Asina. I gave over the ring, yeah, or I gave over the Ket. But Al Pidin, it's really considered as if the Chosin did everything. So there are two ways to explain Beis Hillel. Why? What point do they disagree with Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai seem to hold that the one who's the Bala Mais, the one who does the Mais, is called the Baal Dova. In Beis Hillel, you can say, one of the ways you can say they laken up, the Bala Mais is not the Baal Dova. Or you could say, no, they hold that it's not even the Bala Maisa. What's an afkamina to Madreita Hin to Madreita Hem? No! It's a big machloikis, 2 days in Choshem Mishpat. A machloikis among the Goinim. The Russian Sanhedrin quotes a machloikis HaGoinim on the following case. A man is sick in the hospital, he's about to die, and he makes a matna shchid meira. He says, when I die, I want this money to go to this cousin, and this money should go to that cousin, and then he dies. And then it turns out that the two Eidim who were listening to the Matna Shchimera, let's say they are Kroivim to the man who died, and they're not, let's say, the first cousins to the man who died, but to the children, he's dead now. The man who made the Matna Shchimera died in the hospital of Shengishtarim, he's not here anymore. He's not one of the Balei Dvarim now in the Din Teret. All the Balei Dvarim now are the children of the man who died, that's first cousin once removed, and Kosher Leidis. And other people. So the Eidim are not Kroivim to any of the people who have the Din Torah now, but they were Kroivim to the Bala Maisa, the one who made the Tzavua. Yeah. So the Din says that one is a Korv is possible. What do you mean one is a Korv? Everybody's a Korv. I have cousins, you have cousins, everybody is Korv. No, you have to be Korv to the Baal Dova. The one is a Korv to the Baal Dova and his Din Torah is possible. So the Shaila is, who is called the Baal Dova? So that's a Machloikis HaGoinim. Whether the Baal Dova is the Bala Maisa, the one who made the Tzavor, the one who made the Matar Shchimera, he's the Bala Maisa. The children and the Mekable Matan who are fighting whether they get the Yerusha, they're Zicha Bala Dvarim. They're for sure the Bala Dvarim, the ones to whom it's Negei and dollars and cents. For sure they're Bala Dvarim. But the one who made the Tzavor and died, even though it's not Negei to him, he's not around anymore. He's not taking it with him.
But the children get this Yerusha because
Because of the Tzavor. Oh, so the father who made the Tzavor, he's the Bala Maise. He made the Maise of the Tzavor, but the whole issue is not negated to him. So that's the Shaila. That's right. Oh, so that's the Shaila. How do Beisil, what do Beisil disagree with Beis Shammai about?
But Beis Shemera is a different, it's different, completely. It's different halachas.
No, but not
you don't need the kiyum of
Kroivim is still not.
But you still have to be Mavara. What did he say? Let's say the children don't believe these Kroivim. They say, we don't believe that the father left the Tzavor. He said he's going to leave all the money for us. And the two Eidim who were there say, they come to bed and they testify that he left the Tzavor to leave money to other people. So that's a Shaila. Do the Eidim, are the Eidim kosher or not? Because the Eidim were Mamish first cousins of the man, the Shchei Meirah, who made the Tzavor. But now they're not related, Al Pitin, they're not related to the people to whom the whole matter is negated. To the beneficiaries. So that's the Shaila. Aliba de Beis Hillel, how do you define Baal Dova? The Kroivim to the Baal Dova, Absulim. Was the father of Baal Dova over here or not? According to Beis Shammai, for sure he's the Baal Dova, he's the Bala Maisa, he's the whole Nidon is. Did he make a Tzavah, did he not make a Tzavah? So whoever is a Korev to the Baal Dova is possible. So according to Beis Shammai, these Kroivim, the Eidim who are Korev, to the Shchei Mirah would not be kosher. But we don't pass them like Beis Shammai, we pass them like Beis Hillel. So that's a Shaila, what exactly do the Beis Hillel, what point did the Beis Hillel reject from the Beis Shammai? Do they hold, that whole definition is wrong. That's not called the Baal Dova. Baal Dova is the one who controls it, not the Shliach. The Shliach Lechal is Nishkin Baal Dova.
Why did they do it? Because it's Nogeya Baal Dova. The Nogeya Baal Dova and the Yashin, that is no more a Korb. I mean, why is the Nadis postulated? It's
crazy. No, no.
Crazy because the gay, no?
No, no. The Gemara says that there is a custom. The Gemara says there is a custom. Moshe and Aaron, that's the Loshon HaGemara. Moshe and Aaron are Vichoshe that they're going to tell a lie. Alexeris HaMelech. That's the Loshon HaGemara. It's not that Vichoshe they're going to tell a lie. So there is a custom. Whoever is a curb to the Baldovar is postulated. So that's a Shaila. Fine. So Nachamal. So the Gemara. So that's Nachamal, just to review. There's a Gemara in Kiddushin and Daf Mem Gimel. That's the beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin. Second parak in Kiddushin starts off with the Mishnah. The Rish Mekadesh Boi B'Shlucha. Rish Mekadesh is Boi B'Shlucha. When the Chassan gives the ring, he doesn't have to go in person. He can send the Shliach. The Kala doesn't have to be there in person. She can send the Shliach. And he can send his tape recorder to give the tape to the other tape recorder. He can send the Shliach to give the Kiddushin to her Shliach. Okay. So the Shliach Abba can give the Kiddushin to the Shliach Isha. So the Gemara has there the machlek is bisham and bisil. What's the din? Whether shaliach nasa aid or ain't shaliach nasa aid? Bisham holds ain't shaliach nasa aid. The shaliach is called the baldover and he cannot serve as an aid. And bisil of disagreeing, we pass like bisil. Fine. So what has it got to do with us? Nothing. Nothing to do with us. All of a sudden, the Gemara introduces that. That's in the missing three lines that we skipped before for a moment. So the Gemara says like this. Just to review again, when you give the get, the shlech la'aloch gives the get, he wants to say b'fan an echtam, he should really say in the presence of three, because b'fan an echtam is kiyum shtaris, you always need three, but really the three can chisel down, because eid nasa dayin, b'derabbanon, kiyum shtaris only b'derabbanon, so that should be the din, eid nasa dayin. So the Gemara says, maybe just like we say shliach nasa aid, you should also say aid nasa dayin. Maybe I should say no, shliach nasa aid and ain aid nasa dayin. What do you mean just like? No relation whatsoever. What's the tushtel? Shliach nasa aid is one machlokes. How do you define the baldover? Aid nasa dayin is a totally unrelated topic. What are then the Gemara said, no, but Tisbaro cannot be that. That's the machloikas. But he say just like shaliach nasa aid, we pass like Basil, shaliach nasa aid. So to aid nasa dayin or not, that's the machloikas. No, we know what the din is. The deraisa ain aid nasa dayin, and with respect to a din derabbanon, when they call the aid is nasa dayin. So here it's a din derabbanon, so aid is nasa dayin. Earlier the Gemara finally comes to the correct pshat. Abad Eid Nasa Dayin, Nikaradin the Shliach can't be mitzvah to serve as one of the three members of the Bezin. But we're afraid, maybe an Isha will bring the get, maybe a Korah will bring the get, and then for sure you need three, so maybe you should make a lot of Gabon, you should always need three. That's the Machlag. What did the Gemara start off with this strange Pshad? That just like Shaliach Nasa Eid, just like the Basil will disagree with Beishamai, and they hold the Shaliach Nasa Eid, maybe and maybe not, I should say Eid Nasa Dayin. What is the Tushtel?
The din of Shliach Nasa Eid, Ein Nasa Eid, is that Machlekes and the Reise also the Rabbonon?
They're both din of the Reise, yeah, they're both din of the Reise. The Machlekes and the Shem and Bissil, where the Shliach Nasa Eid, the Pasha of Shatting Ma, Machlekes and the din der Reise. And this issue whether Eid Nasa Dayan, that's a real din der Reise. With respect to din of the Reise, Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. Very strange.
Can the Shliach appoint himself as a Dayan?
No. Yeah, why not?
Maybe he has not.
The Gemara says that with respect to Dinam the Rabbanon, he may. With respect to Dinam the Raisa, he may not, because he say Ein Eid Nasa Dayin. And if the whole need for the Bezin is only with the Rabbanon, then he can. That's what the Gemara says he can. The difficulty is why the Gemara made that Sushtel. Shaliach, just like he says Shliach Nasa Eid, that's how Rashi adds on to the Gemara. The Gemara itself, you don't know at all how to read it. So Rashi says, Kloima. Kloima. Should I say Kehecha, the Shliach Nasa Eid? Just like I say that, the din is like this hilo. Hachanami so to Eid Nasa Dayin, or maybe not? What's the connection?
You say one without the other, how can you want to get anywhere? If you just say Shliach Nasa Eid, and you won't say Eid Nasa Dayin, you didn't conclude anything. You have to have a two-state.
Two separate things.
Two-state Chabimim.
Eid Nasa.
What do they have to bring in the Shliach Naseid Bechlau for?
Because if
you
don't become an
eight,
what do I need them for?
We don't want him to serve as an eight, we want him to serve as a dayan.
How does he get them out? In other words, second stage would be
Yeah, what do you need the first stage? Unless you say...
Isn't there a good, even doesn't even the Shamayim might over here that aid the Shliach Naseid, even though they normally don't say that? Because that's told in the Bafay Necha. The Shema doesn't agree with all Mishnah.
I mean, the Shliach
is acting as an aid by saying the Fayinech. So yeah. Even by Shema, it's more than the Shliach
Nasa.
Yeah. Well, by Shema, I would disagree with by Hillel, let's say on the level of their Isa, that you don't need Bifnei Shloisha. The whole Takana before Nech was only with the Rabbanah. On the level of their Isa, the Shliach Lailoch has to give over the get in the presence of two kosher Aden. So can the Shliach himself serve as one of those two kosher Aden? So that's the machlokes b'sham and b'sil. Whether he say Shliach Nase Aid or not, can he serve as one of the Aden Lekim Adover on the Gitna, on the Kiddushin? That's the case in Kiddushin. The Shliach Lailoch has Kesef Kiddushin, gives the Kesef to the Kal, gives the ring to the Kal in the presence of one other kosher Aid, and he himself wants to serve as the other kosher Aid. So they're gonna constitute the two kosher aidim. So the Shama say it's no good. That ain't Shliach Nase. He cannot serve as an Aedis on the Kiddushin. He can serve as an Aedis on the Fananechta, that yeah, but the Shama hold he cannot serve as an Aedis on the Lakiyam Adover for the
these two Bifnei Kama Naisdin are the same two as the Aedim Sira?
May as well be the same. Why should you have different? Have to be kosher Aedim, you have to kosher business, you may as well have the same. Why should you have two separate? Cost more money.
Yeah.
Every time you have to ask people to come for the Mesiris again, it costs more money.
But the whole heter was, it says, because since the Shliach gives over in front of two people or three people, so he's
going to be medayik very
much. So if he's going to give over before one person, maybe he won't be made a medayik. There wasn't such a takana then. The Shliach will be one of the Aedim Mesiris in effect. The Shliach Nasa Aed and Aed, well, that's a Dindar Aisa, isn't it?
On the Din Derais, Shliach Naseid, you only have to give him the presence of two, and he'll be count as one of them. For the Din Derabbanim, you have to give him the presence of three, but he'll count as one of the three. So he's also Medayik. He'll count as one of the three. So what did the Gemara have to say over here, this Tzushtal? Just like Shliach Naseid. So you could perhaps...
You're hearing an Egel Kim Ashtar, not only one Egel Kim Kabbalah. So the Gemara saying stepping stones, like we said before, that this person is a shaliach, in order to accomplish what he has to do, there's two steps. First, he has to serve as an aid on the Kiyum HaShtar, that is a legitimate shtar, and then once he fulfills that role, then he has to give it over to the
shaliach. So what they mentioned, shaliach nasa aid?
It's simply a causal relationship.
Right.
It's not a halakhic requirement, it's just that
You're relying on that. We're relying on that. And Beis Shammai would disagree here. Beis Shammai disagrees. Do Beis Shammai not mask him to the Mishnah? That the Shliach Lailoch says b'fan anechta. The Stama they mask him to that. The Stama they are masking. The Shliach is only the Baldavar with respect to giving over the Kesef Kiddushin and giving over the get. Right. So he cannot serve. Beis Shammai holds Ein Shliach Nasa Eid. He cannot serve as an aid on the Nesina side, on the Kimada, but he can serve as an aid to serve upon an Echad. The Shammai ask him to that. So why did the Gemara have to throw in that first line, Shliach Nasei? So look, Leonim, you can say Pashup Shat. You can say Pashup Shat, you can say another Pashup Shat. Maybe you don't need the second Pashup Shat. But I'll say them both anyway. You can say Pashup Shat like this. If you hold. The din is that a baldovar is not only possible to be an aid, a baldovar is possible to be a dayan also. Possible to be a member of a bezin. So if you would have held like Beis Shammai that ein shaliach nase aid because the shliach is a baldovar, so not only can he not serve as an aid, he cannot serve as a member of the bezin either. So what should I have to say? Let the shliach serve as one of the members of the bezin. If the din would be ein shaliach nasa eid, so who are the nami ein shaliach nasa dayin? A baldover. Ein shaliach nasa eid is because the shliach is a baldover, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, according to Beis Shammai. So ein shaliach nasa dayin either. So we're trying to say over here, we're trying to explain why bifnei shnayim. Why is there one sheet of bifnei shnayim? Because the shliach can serve the rabbanon eid nasa dayin. But he's the shliach. Forget about aid. He's the shliach. He's a baldover. How can he? So that's what Gemara says, no. Shliach nase eid, we pass him like this hillel. Shliach is nase eid. means that Shliach is not the Baldover. Shliach is not the Baldover. However you'll explain the Sila, we gave the Tupshat. Shliach Naseh, so since he's not a Baldover, so then he can, he's kosher, maybe he's kosher to serve as a Dayan. Or maybe I'll say, no, Ein Eid Naseh Dayan, it's a different issue. Maybe Eid Naseh Dayan and Eid Naseh Dayan. That could be perhaps very kosher shot. The Yod Yeh Shleimah, maybe you don't even need it, maybe you don't, like the Rav always used to make the joke, the Chassidish Rebbe was saying Torah on Parshas Lech Lecha by Shalosh Udas. So he said, how come it says Lech Lecha with two big chesen? So there was somebody listening, a chassid was listening, so he said, first of all, it's two chops, it's not a chesen. Secondly, it's not big letters, it's regular letters. So he said, that's one teretz. Right, Yeh Shleimah? He used to make fun when the boys, when he would ask Akash and Shia, and boys would say fancy teretz, and say, he said, no, he wants posh of shot. It's not even a Yeh Shleimah, you don't need anything else, very posh. So it could be that what we just said now is mamish pashup shot. Shaliach Naseh means if you would have held like Beis Shammai, that ain't Shaliach Naseh, it's ain't Shaliach Naseh dying either. So he's a baldover. The only thing I'm not sure if that's what Rashi said. Rashi writes Keched Shaliach Naseh, Hachanami Eid Naseh dying. Rashi doesn't say Keched Shaliach Naseh, Shaliach Naseh dying. You get the impression that that's not what Rashi is. Maybe that's what Rashi meant, but maybe it's not. Maybe it's not.
Why couldn't we say from the second part that the first part of it is Kiyum Hashtar? For Kiyum Hashtar, there is no argument that he can be the Shlishi in Beis Din. Once he is Shlishi in Beis Din, it's a merely functional thing that he's the eight of giving over the shtar that already is Mekuyim in the Beis Din. There's no more Dabba, because the primary fact of the whole message was Kiyum Hashtar. There we question him, we accept him in the Beis Din. Once the Beis Din is basically only a shaliach from the Beis Din to the issue. Because he didn't give us a gate and then it was Mekuyim, the shtar was Mekuyim. Once the shtar is Mekuyim, the Beis Din has authority over authorizing the gate or not.
This is good, but I don't think it explains the Lashon HaGemara. I don't think it explains the Lashon HaGemara. That's the Shaila. How do you explain Lashon HaGemara? So what you can say perhaps is the following. There is a famous Tosis in Bava Kamma Tzadik Amud Beis. On the left-hand side of the Gemara, they give you all of the cross-references. All of the places in Shas where this Sugi appears. Eid Naseh Dayan, Eid Naseh Dayan, Eid Naseh Dayan. So there's a famous Tosis in Bava Kamma Tzadik Amud Beis takes over the whole Amud Beis, the whole column. Tosis gives three Mekoiris for this din. Where is this din learned out from? Where does it say Ein Eid Naseh Dayan? We gave the description by Kiddush HaChodesh for Ul Bayomah, for Ul Balayla. That's the Gemara, has all the dinim. But where is the Mokar? Tosis says, where does it say in Chumash? The Gemara assumes in such a din. So Tosis gives three Mekoiris. The one is Amokar, by Yerusha, Shtei Vahid Yom Achila, Zbanov, wow, a whole drasha. And then Tais has another mokka, it's Eidish Yat Yochel Azima. Ah, fantastic pshat. And the Tais has a pilpul on top of Prasik v'yomdu shneiho anoshim asher lohem hariv lifnei Hashem. So how do you translate that pasuk? V'yomdu shneiho anoshim means the tevei and the nitfa. I bring you to a dentar, I say, you stole $100 from my shop and I want you to give me back. You say you didn't steal. So that's Yom Dushnei Anashim, the Tadeh and the Nitzvah. So the Gemara says, the Rashi and Taisis say, and sometimes you can have more than two Bali Dvarim. Why does it say Yom Dushnei Anashim? I remember there's a Balabot in Washington Heights told me that he remembers his father used to be a Dayan in Satna, in Williamsburg. So he says he remembers that there's a shul in Washington Heights where they had a chazan, where they had a rabbi who once went on vacation to Europe. And when he was on vacation in Europe, he went by plane on Friday afternoon before Shabbos, and the plane landed in another community on Shabbos at the airport, and apparently somebody tipped off the newspaper, and then they took a picture of the rabbi from Washington Heights walking down the plane. How do you know? I said, how do you know? Maybe it's on Wednesday night, but that's what they claimed. They printed the newspaper. They printed the picture in the newspaper where the rabbi was walking off of the plane on Friday night when it landed on Shabbos. So the Balabatim wanted to fire their rabbi, Michal Shabbos, he went on a plane. So they all came to this Satmar Adayan in Williamsburg. So around 150 Balabatim came, there was a Dintara. 150 Balabatim came with the rabbi. So that's where Rashi and Tosfos say, what do you mean, v'yom d'shneho anoshim? Hashela hemaridis ha-tavei v'nitzah. He can have 151 baladinim. Who says it's two? So why does it say v'yom d'shneho anoshim? It must be eidim. Pasuk must be referring to eidim. Eidim, he can also have 100. But eidim is the halacha says, shrei kemeyim, two eidim is enough. So how do you touch the pasuk? V'yom d'shneho anoshim eiluhu eidim. Hashela hem hariv eilu baladinim. You read it as if it says Vashelahem Hariv. The halacha says that when the Eidim give the Haggadah say to the Bezin, they have to stand in the presence of the Bezin who sits. Bizmanazed, the minig is that the Bezin is Merchel on the Kovet. Taisus writes in Shuiz, Bizmanazed, the minig is that the Bezin is Merchel on the Kovet. And they tell the Baladinim, we give you permission to sit. And they tell the Eidim that we give you permission to sit. We give everybody permission to sit. Usually the Batadinim, They don't even do that. Usually when they come to a din teres, everybody sits down right away. So the Aruch HaShulchan says in Chayshim Ish, but that's not right. He says that they have to stand first, the Baladinim have to stand, and the Bezin says, we hereby give you permission to sit. And the Yadim have to stand, and then the Bezin has to say, we hereby give you permission to sit.
That's what they do.
Very often when you have a din teres, the Baladinim come and they sit down right away. So the Bezin has to tell them, we want you to please stand up. And then when they stand up, then they say, we give you permission to be seated. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says, that the Din Torah, they don't do it right. Most of the Din Torah, they don't observe that Din. So that's how the Gemara darshans, yeah, that's how they're doing the Goy Shikos. Goy Shikos, they follow the Aruch HaShulchan. Goy Shikos.
Get permission to say that. The judge walks in.
So the Gemara darshans the pasuk, V'yom d'shnei ha'anashim ha'asher lahem hariv, as if it were written with above, V'yom d'shnei ha'anashim va'asher lahem hariv. The Edom have to stand. The Baladinim, however many, can have 151 Baladinim also. You're not adding. You read it as if it's written with a semicolon, with a comma. Yom Nishna Anoshim, comma, Hashem Hariv, comma, Lifnei Hashem. It's not read together. It's not one phrase. We read it as if.
Maybe it's a couple children.
Could be. And then you say. So this fellow, Mr. Katz, told me this story. So he told me that he said they came into the house and he had to leave. He went to college. His father was a dying inside and he went to college. He's in business now. So he says he went to college for 3 hours. He came back 11:30. He says they were all still there. All 151 people, they're all still there. I think they fired the rabbi, no?
They fired the rabbi.
He retired.
He took over the job.
So the Gemara Darshan is a pasuk. What
should he have done? Shouldn't have got on the first one.
So Nachamal, so this pasuk is the marker for the din that Dayan be yeshiva ubalidin be eidim ba midah. The yom d'shnei ha'anoshim refers to the eidim. Asher lahem hariv refers to the balidin. Lifnei Hashem means in front of Bezin, because Elokim nitzav ba'das kel. It doesn't mean the Shechina. It means they stand in front of the Dayanim who are seated, and they have the Hashuas Hashchina helping them. So that's the mark of this din. So Tosfos says the third Pshah, Tosfos and Tzadik HaMebeis and Bava Kama gives three opinions. What is the marker of the din of Ein Eid Nasa Dayan B'neged the din of the Raisa? The Gemara always throws around the idea. The Gemara never gives a marker. So they give three Shittas, and this is the third marker. That since the pasuk says the Yom Nishna Anosh Mashallah Harib Lifnei Hashem, Vay says they have to be separate people. The Baladinim are separate, and the Dayanim are separate, and the Eidim are separate. Everybody should be separate. So from the Mashmas that pasuk, it sounds like you can't mix the roles. That Ein Eid Nasa Dayan, one who serves as an aid, one who serves as an aid I made. In this case, can I turn around later on to serve as a Dayan to judge on this case? So one could perhaps say that's what the Gemara is driving at over here. What's the reason for Beis Shammai, that Beis Shammai hold Ein Shaliach Nasei, because he's the Baldover? What do you mean the Baldover? Because he's the Balamaisi, he's giving over the get, he's giving over the Kesef Kiddushin. How can you say that he's doing the Maisa Kiddushin, the Maisa Gerushin, and he should serve as an aid? You have to have separate people. The Balamaisa is one person and the Eidim are different people. You have to have separate roles. So perhaps that's what the Gemara is driving at. Like Rashi says, just like the din is like this Hillel, that you don't require separate roles, that there is no, even though the Mashmois should be Shliach should really be someone different from the Eidim, no? He's doing the Maaseh Kedushin. He's going to turn around and serve as an Eid. So just like we don't pass him like Bishamai, Kihechi, just like we pass him like Bishil. Kihechi, the Shliach Nasa
Eid.
You don't have to have separate. Achanami Eid Nasa Dayin. You don't have to have separate. There's no such requirement that you have to have separate people serving in every slot. Maybe that's what it means. Now maybe the first pshat. Maybe it's more simple the first pshat that we said. That once you hold shaliach nasa ei, memele means it's not about dovas, and then the shliach could be nasa dayan also. Maybe that's the only thing they're driving at. You need step one to say the shliach nasa ei, that the shliach is nishken baldova. If the shliach is a baldova, of course he cannot turn around to serve as one of the dayan. Maybe that's all it means. Anyway, but it's a little unclear. That line is a little unclear. But that's the gist of the Gemara. No, Hamo. So the Gemara says again, just to review, we're not going to go back again to the Gemara. The Shliach Lailacha has to say, b'fananechtam, and it's a kiyum ashtar l'chol ha'deis. Everybody holds like Rava. Rabbi Islay de Rava. Everybody's masking that you need b'fananechtam for the purpose of kiyum ashtar. Kiyum ashtar, you need a beznach shloisha. So everybody should agree you need shloisha. Everything in my name. Shliach. The shliach should be mitzaref to serve as one of the three members of the bezna. I derech klal we paskin ein eid nasa dayan. So how can he serve as one of the three members? The answer is no. Kim shtar is only the rabbanon. With respect to dinam the rabbanon, like kim shtar, he say eid nasa dayan. That's okay. So it's the good other rabbi. Let it be good bishnayim. Let's say bishnei shnayim. So why does anybody hold bishnei shloisha? Marzal gzera the rabbanon. We have to make a loy plug because sometimes. Hoisha Atzma Meviya is Gito, sometimes Isha Meviya is Aget, sometimes a Korev maybe, whatever. So in that case, we sure you need three people other than the Shliach. So maybe they made a light plug, that's the whole Gemara.
Maybe the difference between the Shan and Beisil is questioning whether the Shliach is a Balgo or a Balmaisel. As simple as all that.
Right, that the Shamai hold that the Bal HaMaise is called the Baldova. But the Shamai we understand the Balamai, the Shliach is the Balamais and the Balamais is the Baldova. Shabbos, what did they still disagree about? Which Nakuda? Did they hold?
He's the Baldova.
No,
Shliach says he's kosher. They still hold that he's kosher. So that's still the Machlek is my time in the Beisilo. The Gemara never explains. Beisilo hold that definition is not correct. The Balamais is not a Baldova. Or they're masking. No, the Balamaisa is the Baldova, but the Shliach is not even the Balamaisa. Because technically he did the Maisa of giving over the get, but Alpidin, it relates back to the Chosin. So Alpidin, the Chosin is the Balamaisa. That's the Machlekes and Choshim Ishpot. What if the man who made the Tzavoy, is he called the Baldova or not? He's certainly the Balamaisa. The whole issue is what was the Tzavoy that he made. He's clearly the Balamaisa. The Shadis, does that make him the Baldova? And the nafkamin is, are those who are craving to him, are they craving to the Baldover or not?
Even if the issue of the Shaliach is Yahweh,
if what?
Even if the Shaliach is an issue, a woman
is a Shaliach. No, for sure she can't be there.
She can?
Cannot. She cannot be an aid, for sure not. And Isha is not kosher. No. That's for sure not. Okay, that's the machlok. The same if I an echter, she can. No, for that aid is the same if I an echter. That's good. Oh yeah, the same if I an echter. That's for sure. Yeah. But she cannot. But she cannot serve as an aid, the kiyum adover on the Messina side.
Yeah. Yeah. But there is a difference between shiach nasa aid and aid nasa aid. Just side.
No, shiach nasa.
The first.
It's not the fun and
The shliach nasaid means the shliach can serve as an aid on the kiddushin. The shliach serves an aid on the kima dov on the get, not on the b'fan and echta. That's a separate thing. So that's the machloikis. Okay, fine. So we learned that's the machloikis between Rabbi Yechanan
and
who?
And Lost
Pressure. And Rabbi Chanina, huh? And Rabbi Chanina.
Yeah.
Whether Bifnei Shnayim or Bifnei Shloisha.
Yeah.
So the Gemara wants to know who's right. How do you pass him? Who's right whether Bifnei Shnayim or Bifnei Shloisha? Gemara says, Tanik Abasa Rabbi Yechim. We have a Braisa that supports Rabbi Yechim. This is interesting because Taisus has in a few places in Megillah, Taisus says, we have a klal halachic Rabbi Yechim and Neged Bnei Dorah. Rabbi Yechim and Shlokish, Rabbi Yechim wins. In rare cases, we pass my grace. Three cases, we pass my grace. Rabbi Yechon Allah Rabbi Yechon. Shmuel Rabbi Yechon Allah Rabbi Yechon. Whenever Rabbi Yechon disagrees with one contemporary of his, neged b'nei dora, he wins. If it's two against one, if it's a Shmuel, Rav and Shmuel against Rabbi Yechon, and so two against one, so he loses. Except for Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi. Yeah. When it's Rabbi Yechon against Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, so then Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi wins. Here it's Rabbi Yechon against Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, Rabbi Yechon wins. Rabbi Yechon wins, because the Gemara says Tanya Kavasei. The Gemara has a braisa, Tanya Kavasei shteid b'feirish hazeh. Yeah, that it's b'fnei shnayim, no? Tanya Kavasei de Rabbi Yechonon, hamei v'getin din nisayan son Allah. Excuse me, this is Rabbi Chanina, you're right. This is Rabbi Chanina, I mixed up the two cases. You're right. Has nothing to do, right? Tanya Kavasei Rabbi Yechonon, there's a braisa that supports Rabbi Yechonon, he's going to win anyway. Without the Tanya Kavasei, he's going to win anyway. Halachi Rabbi Yechonon neged v'nei dor. Okay, you don't even need it. So the Gemara says, Tanya Kavasei, it's taka braisa that says b'feirish. Maybe getting din nisayam. So the shliach is supposed to say b'fanenechtam, as he's about to give the get to the isha, he forgot. When the son Eloi gave the get, b'fanenechtam, what do you do? So there's a machlokes hatanai. So Reb Meir holds yoytzi v'hablad mamzer. What do you mean yoytzi? Why does the baal have to get? Why does the second husband have to get divorced from the isha? Because since the get was not kosher, so she's an Eishes Ish, she's being mezanin with the Rabbanah. The Rabbanah, she's still an Eishes Ish to the first husband. So she's living with the second husband like an Eishes Ish is inso. An Eishes Ish is inso. Kishem sasura la baal, kahasura la baal. So even if the baal will give her another get, even if the shliach will save her from an echta, so that garnished health, because she's a seita asura la baal, a yoitzi. Nothing, there's no way to straighten out if she already lived with the second husband. If he just didn't say before an echtav and he's nothing still around, and she didn't live with the second husband yet, so let the shliach give again, let him say before an echtav. But we're talking, she's already living with the second husband, so Rab Meir holds it's farfal. He has to get divorced, he's never allowed to live with, and the new husband is never allowed to marry her again, because it's a seitan, the children that shall happen the second husband will be mamzerim in the rabbonim, not minatera, be mamzerim in the rabbonim. The Chachamim and the Chacham disagree. No, ain't a vlad mamzer. It can't be a mamzer. So we discussed a little bit. No, we discussed what the machlokes is.
No.
The Chachamim hold it's not yoytze either. The Chachamim say you have to give the, you have to say before an echtav. Called man, you don't say before an echtav. The second husband is not allowed to live with the wife. It's taka nation. You treat it as if it were an nation's ishma de rabbanon. But even after they're living for 5 years together, and we chap it, and we realize that he didn't say the fun echtav, and we tell the shliach, give the get again, and say the fun echtav. So now she will be allowed to live with the second husband. We wouldn't say yoytzi. Doesn't mean b'di evad the get is good without the fun echtav. No, even b'di evad it's not good without the fun echtav. But once he'll say the fun echtav, you won't say yoytzi.
And all the children from previous will be alright.
And yeah. The children, even if he won't say the fun echtav, even if he never says the fun echtav, it won't be avlad mamzer. It won't be avlad mamzer. So what's the machlek is whether avlad mamzer or not? So we discussed a little bit already. How do you determine when is the child the mamzer and when is not? When, what makes the child the mamzer? So there are different opinions among the Tanoim. 3, 4, 5, 6 shikas in the Gemara, Ksubas and Yivam, is different shikas. How do we paskin? We pass like the Tana and Yivam is Shimon Atemani. Shimon Atimni. I don't know if he's Atemani or Shimon Atimni from the city Timnas. So the Shimon, it's not the famous of Shimon, Ananda Tana, Shimon. So we pass like Shimon Atemani that the Vlad is only a mamzer from a Chavi Krisis. That's Abu Al Eshesish, is an Isakoris. Habu Al Imo, Habu Al Bito, Habu Al Choisoi. Then the Vlad is a mamzer. With the one exception of Anida, Habu Al Anida, even Anida is an Isakoris. That's an exception to the rule, the Vlad is not a mamzer. So that's, the Pashta says that that's what determines whether the Vlad is a mamzer, it depends on Chadi Krisis. So what's going to be over here? The Shliach Lohilocha gave the get to the Isha and he didn't say Bifonai Nechta. So is there going to be an Issa Kares? The whole thing is only with the Rabbana. How can there be an Issa Kares? So that's what the Chachamim say. How can you say a Vlad mamzer? It can't be avlad mamzer, there's no curse. So my time in the Rav Meir. The Gemara asks, my time in the Rav Meir. Frig the Gemara, skip a few lines. We'll get back to what we're skipping is very important. Very, very important. More important than what we skipped before. We'll get back. The Gemara asks, the line begins, V'Rav Meir, 2 lines later. V'Rav Meir, Mishum, Delam, Afan, Anachta, Afan, Anachta, Yotzi, Avlad, Mamzer. How can it be Avlad Mamza? It doesn't make any sense. A Mamza has to be by Chabi Krisis. There's no chorus Mede Rabbanon. What are you going to say Mede Rabbanon? There's chorus. The Gemara says in Gittin, later in Gittin, the Gemara says there is no such thing as chorus Mede Rabbanon. And with the Gemara in, yes, Ramei Letamei, this is Ramei Ashita, the Omer of Hamnun and Mishmei Duhula, Rav Hamnun has said, name of Ula, Omer Hoi Ramei, Ramei Fleg Almol Zogun, Kol HaMashan Mbesh Tovachom Begittin, Yoitzi Vavlad Mam. That's Ramei Ashita. He doesn't answer the question. The question was, how can it be? How can it be Avlad Mamzer? If there's no chorus, what's the answer?
The chorus is only Avlad Mamzer mit der Reise, but mit Rabbonim, they can make...
You have Mamzer mit der Rabbonim. Yeah, you have Mamzer mit der Rabbonim.
Rabbonim?
Yeah, Avada means a Mamzer mit der Rabbonim. Avada, it's only a Mamzer mit der Rabbonim. Doesn't have to be a chayv krisis.
There's never chayv krisis.
Can't be a chayv krisis.
So that's the question. So how can it? So what is it? So what is it?
It looks like.
Yeah, but we don't hold like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds you don't need chayv krisis. There are different shittas in Tanoi. We pass like Shemin Atimani that it depends on Havlad Mams. It depends on chayv krisis, alti pashtos. So that's the shaila. What do you say? So you could say the pshat is like this. Aknas. Could be. You can say a lot of pshatim. The only problem is that there's a Gemara in Bavamit. You see, it says on the side, Bavamit Siyo Nun Heyomabes. The Gemara in Bavamit Siyo Nun Heyomabes makes a Lishitasai. That's absolutely not to be understood. Wasfal Lishitasai has nothing to do with anything. The Gemara quotes this obscure din, has nothing to do with getting divorced. There's a din of a truma, you give to a kohen, and the kohanim eat the truma. What if a person is nishkin kohen eats the truma, a levi or yisrael eats the truma? So you have an avera. How bad is the avera? Misa b'dei shamayim. Azar, sho'ochal truma, is misa b'dei shamayim. That's only if he eats the truma b'nezi. What if he eats the truma b'shege? You don't give misa b'dei shamayim, but there's still a punishment. Azar she'ochal truma b'shegig has to give kerem b'chaydish. So the Gemara says in Masechah Shabbos on Daf Samach Tes, the Gemara says in Perek L'Gadol that just like one who is mechal Shabbos b'shegig, if a person mechal Shabbos b'meizig, he's chayv korah. A person, let's say, eats chayla v'dam b'meizig, he's chayv korah. Eat chametz b'pesach, eat on Yom Kippur b'meizig, he's chayv korah. If you do anything b'shegig, he's chayv chatos. What's the klal? Zeh klal. So the Gemara makes an equation. Chaimish is to Misa B'dei Shamayim what Chatas is to Koreis. That's what the Gemara says. That's the Lashon HaGemara, that's not my language. The Gemara makes such a technical statement. When a person violates an Avera B'Shegig, which if he would have done it B'Mezid, he would have been Chayv Koreis. So if he violates the Aver B'Shegig, he has to bring a Korban Chatos to get a Kapara. So just like the Chatos is for the purpose of getting Kapara for an Aver, which if he would have done amazing, wouldn't have Kapara. Similarly, the Chaimish that you add, if you ate Truma B'Shegig, you add Chaimish, that's for the Kapara, for doing an Aver, that if you would have done it amazing, it would have been Misa B'Dei Shema. That's what the Gemara makes a statement. So the Gemara has there a Shaila. So the Gemara has in Maseches Bava Mitzia Nun Heman Beis the following Shaila. What if you have Demai? Demai means like this. I go to Eretz Yisrael, I go to a store, and the man who's selling the food swears on a stack of Sifrei Torah that it's Gemaisa. He took out the Chum and the Maisa, everything is Kashal Mahajan. But I don't know, he's an Amoritz. An Amoritz means he's not so medactic. So Minatayra the din is Eidechanema be Surim. And Minatayra the din is that Rov Ami Ha'aretz are Ma'asin Hem. So there's nothing to worry. Rashi writes in Bobansi of two reasons why you don't have to worry. Rov Ami Ha'aretz Ma'asin Hem and Eidechanema be Surim. Abimid the Rabban on the Tanoi made Exera that you're not allowed to buy from an Amoret. You're not allowed to buy. You may buy from an Amoret, but you have to be Mavish. You have to be Mavish. You have to treat it as if it were a Tevel. So what if I bought the Mai from an Am Ha'aretz? So the Mishnah is very complicated. Gemara is going to make a Lishitasa over here. A Lishitasa Rab Meir by the get, by the B'fana Nechtav, is a Lishitasa to this case. Daf and Fashtein, what the Lishitasa is. So the Gemara says, what if I bought demai from an amhor. So what do I have to be mafrish? So the Gemara says in the end of Saita, Truma they were all medaktik. The amhor is more medaktik. They're not going to start up a truma because truma they know that there's misa b'day shemaim. They're not going to start up. And it's a small amount also. But the Gemara says because it's misa b'day shemaim, so they don't want to mess around with that. So the truma they were all mafrish, but the Maisa Rishon.
How do they know that it's Misa Rishon of the Amorites?
Chumash, no. Amorites doesn't mean Amorites. The Amalek Amorites in real Chumash, yeah. It just means they're not so medactic. Yeah, it means they're not so medactic. So the Truma, yeah. Yeah. So the Truma, the Gemara says they checked. The Gemara says in the last daf and say that they checked. They saw the Truma, they roll up Kehi. And the Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni, not so medactic about that. So when I buy the Demai from the Amorites, I have to be Mafish Maisa Rishon. From the Maisa Rishon, you have to give Maisa Min HaMaisa and give Trumas Maisa and give that to the Kohen. And the Maisa Min HaMaisa that we call Trumas Maisa has the same status as Truma Gedolah. So now we're getting to our Shaila. A person who's Nishkin Kohen goes ahead and eats the Shogeg, the Trumas Maisa Shel Demai. Does he have to give Chomesh or not? If he eats Azar, Nishkin Kohen, he eats Chale, he eats Truma, he eats Bikurim, he eats Maisman HaMaisa, that's their Aisa. Avadi give Kamer Chaymish? That's the din. They're all four the same din. Chale, Bikurim, Truma, and Truma's Maisa. Maisman HaMaisa, all Truma, all Shem Echad. And if Azar eats it, the Mezid is Misa B'day Shemayim. If Azar eats it, B'Sheikah, he has to give Kamer Chaymish. What if he eats Maisman HaMaisa shall demai B'Sheikah? Does he have to be Maisa B'Chaymish or not? So the Gemara says that's a machlokes. Rab Meir and the Rabbanon l'shitasam by b'fananechta b'fananechta. So Gemara and Bob Metzia, Mishken Zoya. So Gemara and Bob Metzia, how is that l'shitasam? So the Poshet Pshat perhaps is based on that Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara said you achayet chaymesh by Zashach HaTruma B'Shegeg as a kapare for the having done the Avera B'Shegeg, that if you would have done it B'Mezid, it would have been Misa B'Dei Shemayim. Shaila is, what Misa B'Dei Shemayim? By Demai, it's only the Rabbanim, the Nateret Het HaGomor. How can you talk about Misa B'Dei Shemayim? So how can Rab Meir say that you need Chaymesh? So the same thing over here, how can he say Avlad Mamza? In order to be Avlad Mamza, you have to have an Isa Korei. There is no Korei, so the answer is, They both share the same thing in common. In both cases, what you have is a shaila, is it tevel or not? You have a shaila, is the get written l'shmo? Let's say according to Rabbi, is the get written l'shmo? You have a shaila deraisa. If the get is not l'shmo, and if it's tevel, then it's a nisa deraisa. Nisa b'dei shmayim and kares. On this shaila, we have a psak on the level of deraisa. You go basaroy, bro, my lord, master and hain, and you go basaroy, bro, saka the dynamic megmiri, you go the kula. With the rabbana, they said, we should be choshish lemiyuta by the yami ha'aretz, we should be choshish lemiyuta by the sefer, then maybe it was written shaloy the shema, and maybe the Amoritz was not mafrish the maisis. So when they said that with the rabbana, you have to be choshish lemiyuta, do you consider it midirabbanon? Minatere is muta.
Yeah.
But do you consider it midirabbanon as if we're back where we started again? It's a sveka deraisa. So since it's a sveka deraisa, we treat it midirabbanon as if you have a sofik koris. And we treat midirabbanon as if you have a sofik misa b'dei shamayim by the tevel. So the mele, the vlad will be a sofik mamza. According to the tzad, that is, that midirabbanon, I say this koris, there really is no koris, halacha maisa. But midirabbanon, did they say that you revert back to treat it as if it were an Issa Koris, so then it should be Avlad Mamza, and then it's L'shitasai. You had a Shaila Deraisa, which was Oizgi Paskant on the level of Deraisa based on the Roi, but with the Rabbanon they said not to follow Zach on the Roi. They said you have to be Choshish L'miyutos, so you have to be Choshish, maybe there's Misa B'dei Shemayim, so Zar Shoichlo has to be Misa B'Chemish. That's perhaps the Pashup Shah. The only thing is that many Rishonim hold that that's not right, so they have to give another Pshat. There are three, four ways to understand this Lishitas. Then if you really have time, the Yerushalmi throws in another Lishitasai. There's a Machlek Zaman Rabbana by Ksamin. And the Yerushalmi says that that's also Lishitasai. Rabbi Kiveger Anide quotes that Yerushalmi. The three-way Lishitasai, by Bifana Nechtav, and by Chumas Maisa Shaldamai, and by Ksamin. So that you're ready, that...
You have to work it out.
There are a few Pshatim. There are a few Pshatim. Okay. I'll stop.